517, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Luke Rosiak, Washington Times reporter, has a story called Fundraisers Show Little Cash for Kane, and I know what this is about because you and I spoke of this earlier. We had a group cashing in on Herman Cain's name, and now there's another one? Is that what I take from this?
That's right. It's another situation where there's an outside group called a super PAC, which is raising money independently from Herman Cain's campaign. But if you didn't read the solicitation carefully, you might think you were giving to the campaign.
All right. Now, this is a group that has what kind of background? These people have done this before, right?
Yeah, they've been in the direct mail business a long time. It's shifted to email requests for money these days, but that's been their deal. They ask you for money through mail, whether it's for some kind of conservative cause. It's even been for things like breast cancer, and they also have a nonprofit called the United States Justice Foundation. So they're all over the map with these different causes. But the one connecting factor is that they get their money by using a particular form of mail solicitation, and they cultivate these lists, which have been very lucrative to them. And they found that there are certain people who, you know, I wouldn't want to be on one of these lists. A lot of them are retirees and other people who may not have the resources to go online and research who they're giving to carefully, but it seems that you can send these people a request for money for pretty much any group, and they'll write you a check.
All right. Now, legally, what they're doing skirts the law, but, I mean, they're within the legal boundary, right?
That's right. I mean, it's essentially a poor investment on your part as a donor. It's not that there's anything especially illegal about what's going on. Some of these people in this group have spent time in the federal penitentiary for their past dealings, but as far as running a political action committee that doesn't wind up giving to any politicians, which is what they're doing here, there's nothing illegal on its face about that.
You know, this is the kind of stuff that McCain-Feingold should have taken care of instead of all the other stuff that they worked on years ago. All right, now, are they preying on Herman Cain because he's a novice? Because it appears that we haven't heard a whole lot of kickback from the Cain campaign, have we?
That does seem to be the case. I mean, it's curious that both of these groups have clung on to Herman Cain, and he hasn't really said a whole lot about it. One of his most recent solicitations for the actual campaign has a note on top saying this is the only official Herman Cain campaign, but they haven't really responded to some of the troubling allegations. And what they're really, these groups are taking, they're sending solicitations to the very same list, the email list called nationalteapartyalerts.com. So these people are getting solicitations on the same day from the official campaign followed by this unofficial group. And it makes it tremendously hard to discern which is which. So really, they're sharing the same sphere of donors. And absolutely, every $25 that you give to one of these outside groups is probably $25 you're not going to give to the official campaign. So the victims here are Herman Cain and also the donors.
You know, there's been somewhat of a frenzy because of the Cain, you know, scandal that's developed over the past couple of weeks. A lot of people came forward in support of Herman Cain, despite all the allegations, and they wanted to speak with their dollars. And he made reference to that. I wonder how many people were caught up in this net. And what are people to do? You know, we have a lot of, as you mentioned, you have a lot of people on fixed income. They're elderly. They're perhaps not internet savvy. They're not going to an official Cain website. They're going to pick up the phone when somebody calls and they think they're going to give money, you know, to Herman Cain. There's got to be some way for these people to get around this process because, man, this is a scam just like anyone else that would be calling you to ask for, you know, work done around the house or anything like that.
That's right, and they've been doing it for decades. And they used to say, well, the problem is we're sending mail through the postal service, and there's all this cost. You got to print it and get postage. That's not, and it was disastrous back then because 95 cents out of every dollar that you gave was just paying for these expenses.
Yeah.
Now with email, there's absolutely no excuse. When you're giving to a charitable or political cause, you want to make sure that if you give a dollar, you know, 80, 90 cents of that is making it to a good cause and not for these administrative expenses and to the companies that these people control.
Yeah. Do you know of any members of Congress looking into this, or is there any type of legal activity, you know, surrounding this right now?
You know, this is still an emerging area. This is a result of the Citizens United decision that opened up these independent committees.
Yeah.
It used to be that candidates were running their own campaigns, and occasionally some of them would get a bad vendor.
Because I see the writing on the wall. I mean, this is going to come to an end.
This is big business. I mean, people are active in this presidential race. As you said, they want to vote with their dollars. And there are people who aren't running for president and aren't working for a presidential candidate who are willing to take your money.
You know, you would think there would be some type of provision within the law that X number of dollars or a certain percentage would have to go back into the cause. And evidently, that's not the case at all.
That's right. I mean, this the committee called the Republican Majority Campaign, that's run by the very same person as this new Herman Cain group, raised about $4 million last election cycle. And they gave only $15,000 to candidates. And they're sending
Where's the rest of the money go? In their pockets?
It's going to telemarketers and to companies that they control. They're paying themselves hefty salaries. And it's just this closely knit world of consultants and vendors, and none of it, pennies, goes to actual politicians.
That's some scary stuff. Well, I guess the lesson to be learned here is really do your homework before you make any type of contribution if you want to see your money used in the fashion you desire.
That's right. Yeah. One good resource is opensecrets.org. You can type in the name of a political action committee and see how much actually gives to a politician.
And what's the name of it again?
Opensecrets.org.
Okay.
Another alternative would be to simply give to candidates themselves rather than these independent groups.
It's probably the safest way. All right, Luke, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Andy.